coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on the Emulate This podcast, what do Double Dragon 3, Where's Waldo, Deathbots, and Technocop all have in common? How about being featured in this episode's Shitty Game Pollyanna? Also in the episode, Rory has some updates on his Android Box project and talks a bit about the new DOSBox Pure emulator. And are you looking for some solid reading material as you're sipping your morning coffee, taking a shit, or behind the wheel of your Tesla? Well, you're in luck. The High Priest from the Emulate This Discord has a new article waiting for you at the website emulatethis.net. In the article, he explains how his recently acquired Quest 2 may have changed his outlook on what truly is next gen. To contact us at the show, email us at emulatethispodcast@gmail.com, and please head over to Patreon, search Emulate This, and subscribe. And all donations to the show are greatly appreciated, and of course go to the cost of maintaining the podcast. All right, let's start the show.
Ryan, Rory's headphones are fucked up.
Ryan, you better buy new headphones so you can hand them down.
They always taped.
Yeah, that's why I bought new ones, because they're broke.
Yeah.
I wore those bitches out.
I look forward to when you wear those out, Ryan.
Yeah, right.
Cunt.
Another 5 years.
Podcast season 5, episode 12. What is up, gentlemen?
You rearranged the fucking seats here.
That I did.
It's gonna take a little while from I don't know why you do this. You throw a wrench in the fucking mix.
Feels a little different. Yeah. It's called feng shui.
Yeah,
puts
yeah.
everyone in a different mood.
It's yeah, it sure does.
You didn't consult the you didn't consult the feng shui committee, and you just threw us all over the place.
We needed it. A little but change.
He did rotate who we're staring at now.
Yeah, I still stare at you.
We switched it up,
which is nice.
Well, I mean, I am the focal point.
I mean, your eyes are the light of my life. Yeah. So
that's right.
Correct.
This is true. I didn't think about this.
What's that?
Well, usually I'm looking at Eric.
Yeah,
I got you and Eric in my.
Yeah, now you have Rory.
I got Rory.
Right.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You never had
it. See, I'm over here now.
That's right.
Yeah, I wanted to switch it up a little bit. We had to break everything down because Mike and I were, and you guys actually, were filming.
Correct.
Some videos, some Let's Plays.
Right.
Yeah. So I had to put everything back together, set up the studio again. I figured, let's do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
But also different in the studio.
Uh-oh.
I bought a new chair.
Ooh.
A brand new chair for me.
Nice.
And, of course, Rory benefits. Because he gets the hand-me-down.
He's Professor Hand-me-down, yeah.
He's got the hand-me-down chair. He's got the hand-me-down Shure headphones.
No, my old headphones. That's not, take that sound effect back.
It's all hand-me-down shit.
It's not a failure. I'm working.
How's that chair, by the way, Rory?
It could be better.
Oh, look at that. Complaining.
Unbelievable.
It's better right than the
wooden chair.
The wooden chair that came over on the Mayflower that you used to make us all sit in before.
Dude, they're brutal.
Oof. I couldn't take the look at that chair anymore.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I couldn't take it. Well, yesterday.
Well, it was funny. When we were, last week, right before we were doing the filming for the Let's Plays and all that, we had set up the chairs along the wall, and it was funny to look at. You had, like, a nice chair.
And then right Rory's
off,
wooden
right
chair.
Right off the side, there was this fucking horrible wooden piece of shit chair.
A creaky-ass wooden chair.
Like a fucking pilgrim.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, you've got the arm falling off the chair. Your hand-me-downs are great, too, because the arm is falling off the chair.
I wear them out, man.
He doesn't care.
He's got duct tape around the one earphone here.
You should see this.
It's like a homeless podcaster. He should be under a bridge with that setup.
That's the podcast starter setup.
That's right.
It doesn't sit flush with my head. That's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay. You guys have nothing important to say.
It's not your head's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yesterday, I bought the chair. I went to Target. I was in Target two times yesterday and a Walmart.
Two times?
Mm. Yeah, it was
that
crazy.
Seems like a lot.
I hate those kind of stories.
Oh, no, I love Target. I'll tell you why I love Target.
Uh-huh.
The women.
Yes, I agree with that.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
However, though, I'm going to get to that in a second.
Okay, here we go.
I was in two Targets.
Ryan's got a date.
Well, I went to the first Target to get the chair.
Okay.
And then, you know, got home. And then I'm like, hey, you know what I really need? I need a couple new pillows.
Oh,
sure.
So I went to Target again to get pillows, but a different Target.
Uh-huh. Okay. How come?
Yeah. Well, of course, to change it up a little
bit. All right.
So I go get the pillows. I come home and I realize my pillowcases won't fit because I bought king size pillows. I bought the nice big down king size. Mm. Yeah. So then I had to go to Walmart later on to get king size pillowcases.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get to the women, Roy.
Okay.
To the women.
Of Target.
Woo! Women of Target. Yeah.
I have a big problem.
Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
What is it with people right now? And the pandemic has a lot to do with it.
Mm.
I can't take, I have a disdain. What is with the pajamas?
The pajamas,
enough
yes.
of people, we adults are, wearing pajamas in public like fucking toddlers.
We are a lazy, pathetic society.
Wait.
Yeah, put some fucking pants on.
I see that.
It's unbelievable.
You don't see it a lot with the slippers and the pajama pants?
I see it in a food store. No. I see it in Target. I see it everywhere I go.
Awful.
Too many people wearing fucking pajamas.
Yeah.
It's a pandemic thing. Everybody got real lazy.
Our grandparents' generation would be just disgusted.
Oh my God, right? People wore pajamas before... Before the pandemic, too.
Yeah,
but not as bad.
I honestly have never noticed this.
It's really? Bad.
Yeah. Well, I see it, too.
I mean, have some fucking decorum. Put on some adult clothes.
On the airplane, too.
That's even worse.
They're just like, it's like a fucking slumber party in there.
Slumber party.
It used to be like there was a dress code. Back in the day, first class.
People wore
like
ties.
They'd be like, yeah, right, exactly.
Right. Well, people did the same thing back in the day with like baseball games.
I was going to say,
stuff
right.
like that and basketball.
And they had like fucking top hats on and shit like that, suit
Fuck
and ties.
That. Yeah. Can you imagine that shit?
I know, it's crazy. Going to a Sixers game wearing a fucking tie.
They did construction work in fucking suits and ties. Get the fuck out of here. Like, you see old pictures of them. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Did they have blue jeans back then?
They've had blue jeans since like
I don't know when they invented blue jeans.
1800s.
That was like a cowboy thing.
Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, probably.
Honestly, were blue jeans.
Yeah.
Denim, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know, the pajama thing. First off, it's fucking disgusting. Like when I'm in the supermarket and I see people wearing pajamas.
Well, I don't think it's disgusting. I think it's gross. It's just lazy.
No, but it's lazy. You're in that shit all day. You lay around the house, you sleep in it, you take naps, you wake up, you go outside.
Your funk
you're not
is
washing.
All over it.
Nobody washes the pajamas every day.
Oh, no.
So it's fucking gross.
So they're all funky.
Yeah,
can
it's
you
disgusting.
Smell them? You've got a good sense of smell.
You can smell them.
Yeah. Wow.
Stop it.
What do they smell like?
Like trash.
Like trash.
Like trash.
Like trash that was set on fire.
Like schleppy ass, fucking disgusting ass pajamas.
You could like still wear the equivalent and not be as bummy. Like you could put on sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still, you know, I mean, it's still kind of schlubby. It's more acceptable than, say, like a printed pajama pants that you know are pajama pants.
With SpongeBob on them and shit. Yeah.
Exactly. I know a lot of people out there are going to go, well, I wear them because they're comfortable. So what?
Yeah.
Jeans are comfortable.
Have a little self-respect.
A t-shirt's comfortable. A sweatshirt, a hoodie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I would never
a pair of jeans
out
is fine.
Pajamas.
I can't even wear sweatpants in public. I feel like
me neither.
I feel like trash. Not that there's anything wrong with
it. Yeah, if you're going out for a run or something like that, that's fine.
I wouldn't judge you if you were wearing sweatpants.
So hard to keep those erections hidden.
But also if they were nice sweatpants. If they're like dirty. I see people wearing like dirty.
Whoa, Mike.
It is. You gotta watch yourself,
Mike. You're like 40. You still get sporadic, uncontrollable erections. Seriously, you still get uncontrollable erections, or you're not trying to control them.
You never know when they're gonna come.
That's true. Wow. Hey, yo.
It's like fuck. I gotta get out. I gotta get out of the supermarket.
Yeah. My mind's racing.
It's the talk of the town.
It's the talk of the town.
Yeah, I don't know. So if you're going to go out in public, you're going to wear something like that, like even sweatpants.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a nice pair of sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
There's that dirt all over the ass. You ever see those where they're all fucking dirty?
It's like, God.
You know, have some fucking pride.
Well, have you seen the website People of Walmart?
No.
I've seen like photos. You're a different species than some people on this planet.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, yeah, because you get like all the whack jobs in Alabama and shit, and it's like you got a guy wearing nothing but a pink thong, like a ladies' underwear thong, walking around with high heels on, dude. Like totally naked
fucking
except
Walmart.
For this thong and
people
high heels.
People at Walmart is like eye opening.
It is incredible. Like if you ever feel bad about yourself,
and you can search by state too.
Yeah, so go check out.
If you want to just see your state,
Walmart.
What state
good
is the
shit.
Worst?
You know what good else shit. Is really good? It's not really relevant to other people, but I'm sure they have their own equivalent. People of SEPTA is also another good one.
Really? Yeah.
That's a thing?
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I haven't seen that.
We've got some degenerates up there.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our public transportation.
Yeah. And it's got to be like the worst in the fucking country.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of the most expensive. I'll give you that.
It sure is. I mean, I think fucking to go from here to Philly,
Center City,
which is a 45-minute ride.
It's $14 round trip plus a dollar to park.
And I think if you take Jersey Transit to New York,
it might be like 17 now. I remember a while ago.
Even still, that's a 2 hour.
Like six, I think you stop like six times, but it's $15. Amtrak, and it still has, I think, one stop in between the two. Is
that's expensive.
$50, $125.
Round trip or one way?
I believe it's each way.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's quite a bit.
Yeah.
But that's going DC to Philly with four stops is still 120. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Last time I was on it.
Cool.
Yeah, Amtrak's a lot.
Well, how was the talent though, Ryan? There you go. We didn't get to that one.
Well, that's part of my argument.
The clothing was too loose. Clothes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's your real gripe.
That is my real gripe. The pandemic, there was a lot more eye candy. Now, they're all dressed down.
Mm.
They're in this pandemic, laying around the house day all mode.
Yeah.
And then that's what you leave the house in, fucking mentality, like you're half asleep.
Put that aside.
Put away the jammies.
This sounds like a pastime that you used to do, and now you can't do that pastime.
Could have been. Go to Target to get paper towels. Yeah, I could have went to the supermarket to get paper towels.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're right about that, Roy.
Yeah, you will be a much happier person when you leave at 3 o'clock.
Indeed. Well, we have a good show.
Hopefully.
Later in the show, we're going to do Shitty Game Pollyanna. So we all give each other a shitty game to play.
Oh, yeah. We got some shitty games for you.
Damn right we do.
Yes, we do.
They are total trash.
We went to the well.
That's right. They're all wearing pajamas.
The pajama well.
That's right. Before that, Roy's going to talk some emulators. And before that, let's get to the Odyssey. Time once again for the Odyssey, season 5, episode 12. Rory, you want to go first?
So, I haven't really been playing a lot. I've been working on my new Android image, which uses Emulek, which is kind of like Emulation Station on RetroPie. So it uses Amlogic. So it's like, it's Android. So I haven't really been playing a lot. I've been trying to scramble to get this damn thing done. I remember I said like 3 or 4 years ago that I would never do this project again.
I remember that.
And I'm totally doing it again. And I'm making it bigger and badder ass.
Like, nice.
It is beautiful.
All right.
Good.
I am sick and fucking tired of it. I've been working on this every day for probably 3 hours a night for about 3 weeks.
I'm tired of it.
Because I have found some collections. Right. And they're incomplete, or they're full of crappy stuff, or they're missing stuff, or it's the wrong region's box art, or all this other bullshit, and I'm sick of it. Or they confuse like the different games from the different regions, or like, it just drives me nuts. Like, there's a lot of slapdash work in the world, and I'm like, I don't like it.
Okay.
It's like pajamas.
Fucking
and
sweaters. And half-assed.
So pajamas. I've been working on it. First of all, I got to say, I love Emulek. Okay. Emulek is... If you have not seen Emulek, get the fuck out there and try Emulek. I think you have to use it on either like Rock Pies or like all these other types of single board computers, but you can use them with, Amlogic. What are they fucking called? The Android TV boxes. So, like you can use an HK1, for example.
Wait, like a Stream Smart?
No, that actually uses it doesn't use the 905 chips. It uses an 805, so it's not compatible. You'd have to use like an even older thing. It's not worth it.
Oh.
It only has 1 gig RAM too. The one I'm using has 2, but some have 4 and they're fine. They play stuff even better. I've been experimenting with it and I've expanded our ROM sets. It's a sight to behold. Also now, our Pis also supported video snaps. I didn't get into that game, but now I do have snaps. And it's beautiful. So it goes to the correct box art, and within 1 second, it then jumps to the video preview snap.
Oh shit!
Doctor,
that's sweet.
I'm very excited.
Hold up!
Oh yeah!
Wait a minute! Video snap? You say?
Let me tell you, the video—it's mesmerizing. Because like, I'll just go, "What's this video? What's this video? What's this video?" And it also helps you too, because if you're trying to delete games from different regions that are the same thing, but they have a different name, and one of them is in Moon language, you'd be like, where did I see that game? Because like you won't recognize the name. Like the Bases Loaded series, for example, in Japan, it's called something totally different. It's like Mario or something, and then 3 exclamation points, and then it's Pro Yaka.
Oh, I love that game.
And it's like, but they're all Bases Loaded. You wouldn't know that unless you looked it up, or you saw the video snaps, and they're both labeled Bases Loaded. You're like,
now we'll have those video snaps.
There you go. Baseball game, by the way. I hate Bases Loaded.
Oh, man. Hit the nerve. I give you a chair.
My God. This and then you is hate how you repay
one of my
me?
Favorite baseball games.
Is it your favorite, really?
It's one of.
I thought RBI baseball was. Were they,
RBI
were they,
baseball.
MVP, were they jiggle?
No, MVP baseball 2005 is my favorite.
Dun, dun, dun. dun, 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 dun.
I love it.
Anyway, so I've been working on it nonstop. I want it to be over. I have two systems left. I've done quite a bit. I've done Commodore 64. I've done all three Ataris. The 2600, the 5200, the 7800.
Nice, new games.
I've done Intellivision. I've done...
ColecoVision?
ColecoVision.
No shit.
I've done...
Backtrack.
No, I don't want them. No.
Ha!
I don't think you can really...
That's
kind of... You need that system. Yeah.
We're going to talk about this later. I've done MAME MAME 2003 Plus, which is slightly different than MAME 2003.
Okay.
I've done PC Engine, PC Engine CD, Sega CD. I've expanded those. Like, we now have like 60 Sega CD games.
Very nice.
We have to get different pies for this, correct?
You'll have to get... Well, you won't get a pie. You'll get an
Android. Oh, that's right. The Android.
TV box, a specific 90-something TV box.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you which ones you could pick. And the great thing is that they're much cheaper because they're all self-contained units. So, like, the one I have is an X96 Mini, $40.
Okay.
X96 Mini, doesn't need anything extra, plays games perfectly fine up to PlayStation. Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Perfectly fine. It's actually more powerful than a Pi. It's got an extra gig of RAM too.
We should get Dreamcast.
For her pleasure.
We should get Dreamcast on that too.
Yeah.
Is that doable?
Yeah.
Testing on this specific board is not good.
Dreamcast games don't play well.
Doesn't play well. Neither does Naomi, which is the sister of the Dreamcast. It's the arcade version of the Dreamcast.
Okay.
And whatever the fuck Metal Slug 6 is. Atomus Wave.
There you go.
Atomus Wave does not play well.
Okay.
So I've been busting my ass on it every night. I'm in NES right now, and I'll probably be done NES, I think, Wednesday or Thursday.
Are you just going like in chronological order? Is that how you're kind of tackling this?
I'm just going by whatever I've left. The last one is Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Super Nintendo is going to be a beast. I have 3,500. I have all the ROMs for all the regions, including all the dupes.
Do you have any N64 on there?
It still doesn't play well.
No? Okay.
The problem with N64 is that it's very difficult to emulate.
Yeah.
And nobody's really cracked it well. Like, you can brute force it with more and more specs, but then they'll have graphical glitches or they don't play well or they'll crack. Like, Mario Party, for example, will boot up and then randomly just fucking crash.
Oh, really?
And
that sucks.
Like, and that's awesome because, like, that's what I want to do with my free time.
Yeah. I fucking love Mario Party.
I love Mario Party.
That's great.
So good.
Mario Bandstand.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking love that.
Bumper Balls is great. So that's all really to talk about. I haven't really been playing anything. Alberto and I, we played briefly 2 days ago. We finished Dark Souls 2. We actually beat the game in his game.
Uh-huh.
That was it. So I don't want to talk about it.
Thrilling.
Yes, I'm Eric.
Yeah.
This is me. It's quite large.
Fuck.
I'm pretty tired.
I actually ask other people to play with me, and nobody ever wants to play with me.
Well, jokes on you! He asked me. Okay, so fuck you.
Oh, crap.
I got a rose, not you. All right, take it away.
All right. Eric, how about you?
So, I've been playing this game, It Takes Two, with my buddy Fran.
Sounds like a gay porn.
It is. Just wait for it.
I'm just telling you, that's the name of a gay porn.
It Takes Two. He Takes Two. So it's from Hazelight Studios. If you guys remember, they made that game A Way Out.
A Way Out, I was going to say.
Which was like a prison escape game. Anyway, so yeah, this is, I don't know if this is their second game, but anyway, they make games that are just for two people, not for one, not for three.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work together to do everything. And I am consistently amazed and surprised by how great this game is. It's basically about it would take a while to explain it, but it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and you're a married couple. So you have to work together, but like first you're in the garage, and the enemy's like a toolbox and a vacuum and shit, or like,
so
the,
like,
or like the bosses.
Okay.
Yeah, just like that. Exactly. Then you wind up in a tree in the backyard, and you're get involved in this like centuries old war between the squirrels and the wasps that's going on.
Shit.
Like,
nice.
That's right up Ryan's alley.
It's crazy. Yes, Ryan, you're the lord of the squirrel people.
Squirrels and wasps.
Wasps. Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it's really clever and it's funny.
Yeah. Is it cartoony?
It's trippy as fuck. Like, all of a sudden you're in outer space and you're fucking climbing this fucking tower and you have to go through portals, and it makes absolutely no fucking sense, but it is great the whole time.
Is it on Game Pass?
No, it is not. Okay. But what it is, so what's nice is if one person buys it, the other guy can ride on it for free.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
that's
yeah. good.
So all I think right. it was $30 I paid for it. We actually wound up both paying for it, not realizing right. that you could piggyback off somebody else.
Okay.
But if you guys want to play it with me after I'm done yeah, playing awesome. It with him, yeah, I mean, you
yeah,
should,
like
you
check
should
it
play
out.
It for
cool.
free. But mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of like mini games where you play head on, you know, head to head. Like there's like a tug of war game, a target shooting, like yeah. tanks, your tanks, and you have to shoot each other. But so it's like a lot of mini games inside the big game. You know, they don't count towards your progress or anything. They're just for fun to play yeah. with each other.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it never repeats. Every scenario is unique. Hmm. Every level is unique. And I can't believe how long it's going on. We've been playing it for like, I don't know, 8-10 hours now. And it just,
oh, wow.
It's still going.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
And it's really fun how to work together. Like, there's one instance where you're flying an airplane, a paper airplane. The one guy flies it and the other guy has to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stuff like that.
They have like together. A whole how catalog of games.
No.
Or is it just a couple?
No, I think it's just this and A Way Out. And there was another game, Brothers, something Brothers.
Oh, I know that game.
Tale of Two Brothers. Yeah.
A Tale of Two Brothers. Yeah. I think they okay. made that game too. But that game you could play by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This game you can't. And A Way Out you couldn't play by yourself either.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, we're having a blast with it, man. It's cool. A lot of fun.
Nice.
A lot of fun.
All right, Mike.
I haven't been playing much.
No.
Yeah, we were on kind of a spring break. And I didn't do it. We just did a bunch of yard work.
Okay.
Shit around the house, you know. But the little I did play, I did install a game on Xbox that shall not be mentioned.
Oh.
And,
Say it again.
Rory, I installed a game on my Xbox.
Did you?
The I will not talk
one?
About it.
The first one.
I'm going to try and go back to it.
Okay.
Yes. While I was waiting for it to install, I fired up Skyrim waiting
okay.
for it.
Yeah.
All right.
I decided to try Skyrim as a thief pickpocketer.
Like a stealth thing.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Nah, it's boring.
It's boring.
It's hard.
Way hard.
Yeah, especially
you have to spend all of your time on like alchemy shit. Because you're trying to
be invisible. You have to do the invisible potion.
So your weapon is a dagger.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to make your dagger as strong as fucking possible. So, I mean, I was spending just time like just picking flowers and trying to, you know, concoct potions and shit like that. And I stopped playing like I stopped playing it like that and went back to and then I got wrapped up into it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, before I know it,
yeah.
I'm fucking 5 hours in. I'm yep. a level 14.
Yeah. You know, you got booty snatched.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's like, fuck.
Yep.
I have taken a break from Horizon Zero Dawn, too. I got to get back into that. So this week I'm ready. I want to fire some shit back up again.
Cool.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens with that other game. That shall not be mentioned.
That shall not be named.
Yeah, my Odyssey's not too much gaming. We did a few Let's Plays, or a couple Let's Plays. So, it's been a lot of studio stuff, and Mike and I have been editing and things like that. So, it's
yeah.
been kind of
yeah,
tying
we'll see
us
how
up
that turns
the past
out.
Couple weeks. Yeah, yeah, I mean, as you hear this now, when this comes out,
yeah.
There should be a video. If yeah. it's not out now, it's going to be out very close
very
to when you're hearing this for the first time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what we've been working on.
We have a busy week coming up.
And we still we have more.
We'll have a show to edit. Right. We'll have the other. Two Let's Plays in the bank.
Right.
Right. We got to edit those. We'd like to, there's going to be a bunch of content coming out.
Yes.
Shortly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've been pretty tied up with that. And it's a new experience for us because we're not used to doing Let's Plays. It was our first two Let's Plays of our life. So we had to learn,
we're awkward as fuck.
Well, we had to learn some editing software and some broadcasting. So, you know what I mean? There was a lot of stuff we had to like hack our way through and
miniature
figure out.
Screens and such.
Yeah. Setting up lights and all this shit. So and cameras and, it was a whole thing. So that's been taking up a lot of our time.
There's a lot of low quality stuff on the internet. I think we'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
We can't be any more amateur than some of the garbage that's out there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gaming wise, I did try out a GTA 5 VR.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it in front of me. The name of the mod.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. It sucks. Maybe on the next show I'll mention it.
Right.
But anyway, it's a mod. It's a free mod that you install in the game data. And I couldn't get it to fucking work.
No. And if you're listening to this, I think there might only be like one or two mods. So if people listening, you know, it's not like there's like hundreds of them out there. So if you're listening and you know what to do, I'm going to explain my problem.
Okay.
So anyway, I installed this mod.
This is great.
Learn to fucking type and make an account somewhere.
Yeah.
Cliff, I don't like going to forums. They're fucking trash.
Yeah, fuck forums. Let's just
this is my forum. This is my fucking forum.
Okay.
Right.
To three people who are not going to be able to help you out at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or anyone listening.
We will not release another episode to you help.
Send us an email. emulatethispodcast@gmail.com if you have an answer to this.
Okay.
So anyway, from our buddy Cliff.
Right.
He forwarded me to the link. And anyway, so I took the link. I followed the instructions on the site. I installed them in the correct folder.
Okay.
And my problem is that when I fire up GTA, it works. It goes VR. But all I see is the HUD. I can see the map. I can see the dialogue when the captions are written out when people are talking. But okay. I get no gameplay footage. It's all just HUD. Like, I can see the map and shit. So, I'm actually, it's working. So
is it like black?
Yeah, it's just black. I mean, I can see the title screen, the load screens in front of me and everything. But when it goes into the game, there's no action going on.
Oh.
All I see is the HUD. So, there's something that's not right. And there's like a DLL folder, like a script hook that I updated. Some guy's like, oh, you might have to update this. So I did that, and it did nothing. The game, it actually crashed the game. It didn't do anything.
Oh.
So I stuck with the original file off the download, and then that's what I get. That's the best I can get is the HUD itself, and then I can hear everything going on, but everything's black around me.
That's weird.
And I fucked with it for fucking hours. A couple days. Yeah, I fucked with it for hours. So if you have an answer, emulatethispodcast@gmail.com.
Help somebody!
I'm using an Oculus.
Help somebody!
I'm using an Oculus Rift S, and I'm playing it through Steam.
He wants it bad.
Yeah. I mean, I bought the game again. You know, it's the third time I bought GTA 5.
Why?
I know. Because I wanted to try this VR.
You keep rewarding them for not putting the next game
out. That's
what they want.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
I bought it
10 years.
Right. I bought it for 360, Xbox One. Now I have it on Steam.
Fucking horseshit.
Ridiculous. And I really want to play it.
Give us a new Grand Theft Auto game, Take Two, you cunt.
Soon, right?
Rockstar.
Hopefully soon.
You hear that?
You hear that? Billionaires?
Yeah, you hear that?
Now, hopefully that's VR out of the box. That would be amazing.
If somebody can help Ryan, he will review every meatball parm sandwich in the area.
That's right.
Oh, what a great idea for a fucking
show.
That's
great.
That's amazing. We got to fucking, and we'll rank them.
Yeah.
We'll bring them in. 10 sandwiches.
Oh my God.
You want it?
This one's a little too parmy. For my taste.
When it comes to meatball parm, I gotta say.
There you go. Look what you did, Mike.
I gotta say, I don't taste a lot of difference when it comes to meatball parm.
No.
Wherever you get a meatball parm, they're kind of similar to me. Yeah. There's something about the meatball parm sandwich. There's
not enough. Monty's meatball parm and a fucking Wawa meatball parm.
There you go.
There's a fucking difference there.
Not counting Wawa. If you don't count Wawa.
Okay.
You go to like a regular place.
Okay.
Mix our meat. But they're all kind of similar. Yeah. It's not the same like difference as a hoagie. Like how the hoagies are a lot different depending on where you are and where you go.
You know what's good at Palante?
Meatballs are more similar.
Oh, they're super good.
It's fucking unbelievable.
You said Palante's?
Yeah, Palante's.
They're fucking good.
Where's that?
Fucking dipping juice.
It's in Richborough, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. You wouldn't
think. Is this meatball?
A legitimate Italian
place. There's a dipping juice for meatball sandwiches?
No, this is for the roast pork.
Oh, the roast pork. Oh,
fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great sandwich.
Yeah, roast pork's good stuff.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, that's pretty much the Odyssey. So, if you have an answer...
Let
me know. Help
Send
me out.
Pictures
and my symptom.
Captain Ryan,
don't write me an email saying
today.
I'm not sure what your symptom is. The symptom is I'm only seeing the HUD. I'm seeing the game. I can hear the game. I see the load screen. I see the menu.
I hope some guy writes the menus. I hope some guy writes. You're such a noob. It's such an easy fix.
Probably.
Right?
Probably is.
I can't even begin to explain to you why you're wrong because you don't even
Let me explain
basics.
To this guy then.
You don't even understand the basics of where... I don't even know where to start with you, Ryan.
Well, let me explain to this guy.
You're going
to
get some creep. You know you are. You're going to have a bunch of creeps that call you stupid and go, this is why it isn't working. You're retard.
Yeah, you sound like a millennial libtard.
These people are the worst.
Out of 100 creeps, I'll get one rational person.
Uh-huh.
But just so they know also...
As long as you get one real answer from a nice human being.
Yeah. All my in-game menu settings are fine. They're set the way they should.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the menu. I can see everything else, but the action going on. Mm-hmm. Give me an answer, please.
Give me an answer.
Help somebody.
Help somebody.
So, all right. Let's get to the Odyssey. Oh, no, wait. This is Rory's thing.
Rory's thing.
All right, Rory, your emulation thing. Emulation breakdown. Wow, very nice, Mike.
Quite the intro there.
Pretty
More
good.
Than you deserve, I think.
Well, that's also a hand-me-down. So that was from somebody else.
What's that from?
Buy your own sound effect.
All that right? sound effect? That sound effect was made, you bitch. Okay. I made that fucking sound effect.
Here we go. All right.
Can't wait to hear about your emulation. Let's go.
He's got this guy riled up with Meatball Parm. Jeez. So I have two quick stories to talk about. One, I've been experimenting with DOSBox Pure. If you remember, probably about four episodes ago, I said they made a new core for RetroArch called DOSBox Pure. It's in beta. This allows you to play DOSBox games from zip files.
Right.
And it does all the mounting for you. I have yet, in 50 games, I have yet to find one that actually required any significant changes other than changing the cycles, which is no different than any option, other option you would set in another core. Okay. So like just do select and X on a controller and then just change some settings that are there in the UI directly rather than going into the config for DOSBox and then manually changing the stuff. And then saving that config file and then rerunning DOSBox, assuming you can even figure out how to get the command to launch the fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
DOSBox Pure is also on the X96 Mini.
Nice.
It's part of Emulate.
Cool. That's pretty awesome.
It is fucking amazing. All right. I cannot believe how awesome DOSBox Pure is.
I'm excited. Why though? Why is it awesome?
Because it takes the bullshit about trying to get the games mounted and loaded.
Mm.
It does all that for you.
So it like has its own front end. You just click on the fucking game and it starts.
Think you're in RetroArch or you're in Emulation Station that you're used to, which is like the front end with the box art and all that stuff.
Okay.
You click A to start the game. All okay. Right. Which again is a zip file, not a mounted script or a shortcut, a .sh file that goes to a different bat file that says the commands to change directory. Pick this executable or this .com file.
Okay.
Then run it, then close it, and echo off. All these other commands you have to write. It's a real pain in the ass to get DOSBox to run in a Pi, for example, rather than with a mouse. You can just like drag. So sometimes you get lucky, but sometimes you don't, especially for CD-based games, which are the ones that you really want to play.
Right.
So you just pick the zip file, hit OK. It'll go to a new screen that lists all the executables. You pick one of them. Usually you're going to find it's going to be Doom is Doom.
Doom.exe.
Doom 2 is Doom2.exe. If you hit right, it permanently selects that. So you never have to pick the file again.
Oh.
If you aren't sure, don't hit right. Just hit A to start it up. Okay?
I'm going to fuck this up.
You're not going to fuck it up.
I don't know.
You can go back. You can force it to go back to that screen to pick another one. It's
okay.
Fine. It's totally fine. I'm telling you, it's easy. I've been playing with it.
All right.
So, again, I was playing Warcraft 2 with a controller, not with a mouse, with a controller.
How's that?
It automatically maps in Emulek to the controller.
Oh.
Very easy to use. You use the sticks.
Yeah.
That's basically the mouse.
That's your mouse, yeah.
And, well, you can use the face buttons to be the left and right click. So it's very intuitive.
Yeah.
So it really opens up the library. Now, that's a real-time strategy game, but there are other games that don't require as good maneuverability, like a point-and-click game, for example, especially like the LucasArts games where you can't die.
Right.
You can't die in Sam & Max or Indiana Jones. Like, you just start over.
Right.
You can't die in Full Throttle. You just have to repeat the section. Mm.
Can you use a mouse and keyboard?
You can use a mouse. You don't have to. Yeah, you can use a mouse. But the point is, it's fucking amazing. Like, it just opens up the entire library. Awesome.
You could use a controller for all of it.
You could use a controller for all of it. For, like, certain games you'd want to. Like, the original... in America, it's called Soldiers of Fortune, but in Europe, it's called the Chaos Engine.
Uh-huh.
We did.
We reviewed that game.
Yeah. Great game. It's really from DOS, and it's beautiful. Well, it might actually be one of those European computers. I can't think of what it's called.
Amiga?
Might be the Amiga. It's probably the Amiga, actually. But we would know it as DOS, and beautiful. Plays great. Has different a character in it. And it just sounds better. It plays faster. It also has a trainer mode. So it also supports cheats, too. So if you want to play a game, you don't have to do the typing commands like Doom. You can just pick cheats.
Like you would any other integrated cheats.
You can build cheats and save them.
So IDKFA.
You don't have to do that. No, you can have them built in there.
That's awesome. Wow.
So it also supports saving, fast forward, rewind, save states. It's integrated into RetroArch. So everything that you're used to and love about RetroArch is there with DOS now.
Nice.
You never have to go into DOS and like do that mounting. Again, I've tried 50 games at it, including CD ones, and they all work the first time, and they have music and sound effects. Sometimes I fought a couple of games for like a couple of nights trying to get both music and sound effects. Hmm. Just couldn't figure the fuck out.
Hmm.
And now everything I've thrown at it, it knows.
Wow, that's awesome.
It knows how to do it with you know, black magic. I don't know how the fuck it does it.
Whoop, kitty, kitty.
It's like that, Chris. it's amazing. So I'm very excited about.
You're getting me excited.
DOSBox Pure.
It's a good thing I'm not wearing sweatpants.
See?
Yeah.
You never know.
You do never know, Mike.
There's so many games that you've never.
It's not fair. He's enticing me.
There's so many games that you've never played and you've never gave a fair shake.
Yeah.
But now you can. Like, you don't have to do any of that stuff, especially if somebody's just giving you the fucking collection.
Yeah.
Or an SD card that's built out. Like, it's awesome.
So all these games are within there, but you have to, like, type in the game and, like, hope it pops up or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not listed.
They're listed. No,
they are listed.
They're integrated into Emulect.
So I could pick from a list of them.
You'll
have
a list called DOS, and you just pick the appropriate game, hit A to launch it, and then I have them all. I've already gone through them and picked the correct executable to fire them off.
Okay.
So you don't even have to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a sweetheart.
You are. You spoil us.
And that's it. So you then, you know, with one click, you're playing Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? You want to change it up? Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego?
I prefer
you can
that.
Do that. Oh, how about Where in Europe is Carmen Sandiego?
Wow.
I can only get so erect.
Slovenia. That's the answer.
Ooh, there she is.
She's in Slovenia. The other thing I want to talk about is I updated MAME from what we have on our PIs, which is .78 or 2003.
Okay.
To its more expansive sister, MAME 2003 Plus. Uh-huh. So the difference between MAME 2003 and MAME 2003 Plus is not the plus. Uh-huh. But that signifies that they've expanded the games that are playable.
Uh-huh.
They've added maybe 300 or 275 games.
Nice. Are any of them worth it? Or would you play any of them?
Are they, oh, there are plenty that are worth
good
it.
Games? Yeah.
There are plenty that are worth it.
Okay.
The problem is that not all of the games that are supported in 2003 work in 2003 plus.
Of course.
And Emulek. Now, I've said this before. I love arcade games. I fucking hate arcade emulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because now you're scrambling trying to find a game that's compatible with your fucking core because it's slightly different because some jackass decided he's going to make the game do a different specification and it will not accept the previous one. Why doesn't everything from 2003 work in 2003 plus?
I don't know. Tell us. Why not?
Because they hate you. That's why.
Because they fucking hate you.
So for example, all the bubble bobbles didn't work.
Bubble bobble.
None of them.
Bubble bobble.
Not one bubble.
Bubble bobble.
No bubbles. Okay.
I hate when my bobbles don't bubble.
Really pisses me off. So like, then you're scrambling looking over all these other sites for the correct ROMs, and they don't fucking work because maybe like they're assholes.
Because they hate you.
Or the DAT that was used to make them is now outdated.
Mm.
Then what's in Emulek? So it's like, so now you're scrambling to find it. So I finally gave up. I have to look at four sites that none of them worked. My normal suspects. None of them would work. So then I thought, fine, I'll get the most current version of the game, and then I'll downgrade it through another program called CLR MAME Pro. I don't know how you really say that. I think it's Clear MAME Pro. I don't know how you say it.
Sounds about right.
You're asking the wrong group of assholes.
This program I've used to downgrade like MAME, MAME.95 to MAME.95. 7.8, what we have on the PIs.
Okay.
So you take something that is a higher level and you can convert it. You can also go from lower to higher, but it's a little more difficult.
Mm.
And you can, it uses a DAT file and looks up the specifications of the ROMs. So it unzips every archive, looks at the different specifications, and then it will close it back up. It'll fix what it can according to the specifications listed in the DAT file, then close it. It does a decent job. It doesn't do 100% perfect. It can't work miracles.
Okay.
It's a pain in the ass. I hate CLR MAME Pro. I hate it.
Let your hate flow.
First of all, it's one of the most convoluted. It's like, I don't understand why it's so damn difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously was built by a man who's a genius.
Okay.
Because it knows, it uses some specifications and it, through automation, can open everything up, look at it, figure out what's different, make it try to do that, and then close it back up and rename it in the same thing. Something that like, is actually kind of convoluted. Like, if you did that manually, that's probably, well, you couldn't do it manually because you don't know how to look up the CRCs and all the MD5 hashes and all the other bullshit.
I do not.
Most people probably don't.
No.
But you can't, it's not as simple as just going, here's what the specifications, here's the ROMs, go. Make it work.
It should be that simple.
It should be that simple. No, it's not at all. No.
No.
You, Oh, God. I don't even know what the fuck it's doing. It's actually too complicated. It's way too complicated.
Sure is. You've been speaking Japanese to me for like the last fucking half hour. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just trying to get you madder.
Another thing is to find the DAT file again are the specification listings. You try and find me a DAT file that is MAME 2003 plus, parents only.
You hear that? I dare you.
I fucking dare you. And then I'll review meatball parm sandwiches. Yeah. All right. I fucking dare you. And then I'm going to eat them.
Too parmy.
So, like, it's actually, you know what? Most of them have mozzarella, not parmesan.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like chicken parm.
False fucking
provolone,
right?
Chicken parm. Well, provolone.
Some of them have
chicken parm. I don't think I've ever had one with actual parmesan. Usually it's mozzarella.
Yeah, you're right.
You're probably right.
It's false advertising. I'm sure it's cheaper.
You might sprinkle some parmesan on top.
Yeah, can you make like a gooey parmesan or parmesan? I think it melts. It's meant to be dry.
Yeah.
So maybe they make it with mozzarella. And then they sprinkle a little parmesan.
I think that's
on top.
What they do.
Yeah, probably.
Or it's in the sauce.
Oh, yeah. That's how they get away with it.
Yeah.
It's in the sauce.
Send it forensics.
So, the reason that you want a parents only is because you're going to get a lot of clones that are unnecessary. Clones are very similar games, or they're totally different, but they're based on the guts of that.
Mm.
And most clones are very low quality, and you wouldn't want to play them. Come at me. Uh-huh. Come at me, clones.
You hear that, everybody? You're going to get canceled talking about clones like that.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. My mother was a clone. They're garbage. I don't want them. Mm-hmm. Okay? We already have like 10 gigs of arcade. I don't need another, you know, five extra ones of low-quality clones that I'll never play, including, like, again, like regional differences. Like, I'm never going to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Oceania. Never. Mm-hmm. It's never going to come up.
You got to be kidding. How come?
Isn't it the same game as the U.S. game?
Almost all clones and their parent are identical except for maybe a small regional difference.
Oh, really?
So this isn't an arcade game, but like in Japan, Skate is called Sammy. Same game. Everything is the same with Streets of Rage 2, except Skate is called Sammy.
Hmm.
Why? I have no idea why.
Yeah. I mean, I guess skates in Australia? I mean, what the fuck?
I guess the name doesn't translate. I don't really know. Maybe sure it means something else. I don't really know.
Maybe it's like an insult or some shit.
I don't know. It's like when I couldn't name my horse.
Indigenous people.
I couldn't name my horse Pippa because I had to look it up. Apparently in Italy or Greece, Pippa means vagina.
First of all, fuck you, Rockstar. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know. You can't name your fucking horse a curse. It's a stupid.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't do it. Like, I know. It's annoying. I tried to do something with like ass.
Yeah, like you're rock star. You literally murder everyone in the game. They have to blow their heads off and drag them to death from the back of a horse. But I can't name my horse cocksucker. The fuck?
You can feed them to alligators. And then
he's like, there's a certain line that we cannot cross. Yeah. And that would be the horse naming.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's no button. Like you've never seen DAT files, but in it, it lists like the name of the zip file. And if it's a clone, usually it requires the parent file. Okay. So Pac-Man, for example, is a clone of a Japanese game called Puck-Man. If you don't have, we have split sets. So if you don't have both, it doesn't run.
Mm.
If you want to play Pac-Man, you must have Puck-Man. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's how parents and clones work.
Okay.
Because it contains the guts of the actual game.
Huh.
It's only, Pac-Man is only a percentage of the necessary files. Puck-Man contains the rest.
Fuck.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I blew your mind.
This doesn't sound.
This is a TED Talk, asshole. No talking. Put that cigarette out.
This doesn't sound as good as you did at first.
What do you mean?
I don't know. All this Puck-Man and stuff and all this clone talk.
It's really convoluted.
I was excited when we first started this conversation.
He went limp.
And now you're making me hate it.
When I tell you arcade emulation sucks, like I really hate doing all this work. So
as long as it's easy for me, that's all I care about. Is it going to be easy for me?
Yeah, I've already done the work.
Thank
you. It's done. I wasted probably a good 2.5 days
getting. It's not wasted if I have fun. Let's just say that.
That's good.
All right?
That's a good way to
put
it.
Your time isn't wasted if I have fun. Just look at it that way, right? I'm sure that makes you feel better.
It really does.
Uh-huh.
So it's all worth it to know that adult Eric is happy.
Good.
Anyway, so it has the DAT file that lists the specifications of the shit. Why doesn't the fucking DAT... I mean, if it knows that this is a parent and this is a clone, why isn't there a button in CR Main Pro that actually says, I don't want the fucking clones. Throw out the clones. Mm. Skip the clones.
Yeah.
If something is marked as a clone, fucking don't make the ROM. Because what it does is it opens shit up, looks at the specifications listed in the DAT, and it will make everything. So it made, because I didn't have a parent only because I couldn't find one, it made something like 275 clones, from MAME 2000, oh, wow. between MAME 2003 and MAME 2003 plus.
A lot of clones.
I didn't want the fucking clones.
No.
So now I'm sitting there going, well, now I gotta fucking delete all the clones.
Oh.
So now you're sitting there with two fucking stacked windows going, clone, throw it out, clone, throw it out, clone, throw it out, clone, throw it out. All I wanted to do yeah. was convert the games because I didn't know. I knew Bubble Bobble didn't work because I tried to fire it up. I knew it didn't work.
Right.
So then I'm like, well, there's probably other games that don't work. I can't go through 15 or 1800 of them one after another to find out what else isn't working. Uh-huh. I don't want to find out a year from now
yeah.
after I burned everybody's new image and then I'll have to get a fucking correction burned out. Like, I don't need that.
Mm,
no. I don't need that.
Nobody needs that. Kind
you put
stress.
The fucking parm on the chicken parm. So it's
an angry episode, folks, and it's only going to get.
That's angry. Right.
I don't understand.
You assholes.
I don't understand. Like, why you're fucking geniuses. You made this thing that can automate the updating of unnecessary ROM changes that nobody notices the difference between the fucking versions.
Hmm.
You tell me the difference between Bubble Bobble and MAME.78 and the version in MAME 78 plus. You fucking, I dare you to tell me the fucking difference. Does it have one extra beep? Is that what it has? Like when it does the
double
beep. Dun, 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 dun. Is that the only difference? Because get AIDS.
Triple
seriously.
Woo! Dare you.
Holy. Man.
I don't have time for
Are
this.
You done? Holy.
You know, oh my God. Eric, man. Please. Put a bag over your head and kill yourself. So. You can't have the image. Everybody else could have one. Not
no.
you. You're out. You're not DOSBox pure enough, Eric.
I'm so, DOSBox dirty.
My point is, like, CLR main pro made by geniuses. Why didn't you fucking bother? If it knows it's a clone, why didn't you have a button that says skip clones? Why? Why wouldn't you do that to me?
I don't know.
You added like 2 days onto this project that didn't need to be there to begin with.
Mm.
But now it works. I've gone through everything that I give a shit about.
Good.
There's probably one or two things that don't work. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But we'll find them one day. But like that really burns my ass.
Cool. I'm Not looking happy. Forward to playing DOSBox though.
Yeah, me too. Like that'd be sweet.
That device. That's fucking awesome.
Mm.
Always eat strange meat.
Is that actually spliced?
No, it doesn't really, sound like
why
that.
Why would though? I ever say that?
What is that from? What is that from?
I don't know where that's from.
Is that Streets? Is that probably Streets of Rage? Like that was like a video game logic.
Wall chicken.
Or,
I actually think that's from
that's a long time ago.
Like our second episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Always eat strange meat.
Yeah, you were definitely on the
Command meth. Bunker.
Command bunker for that.
I was on meth. Yeah.
Man.
Oh, for sure.
All right, that's all I care
all
to
right.
say.
Let's get the shitty game Pollyanna.
Thank you, Rory.
And shitty game Pollyanna, if you've never heard it before, we all give each other a crappy game to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we call it Pollyanna, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the first one here.
Should listen to this longer.
It's so good.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to this.
So good.
All right.
That's where they gave up.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's Deathbots put out 1990.
Yeah, it is.
By Odyssey Software.
Ah, it's a legendary game.
And Eric, you gave this one to Mike.
I gave this to Mike. This game is unlicensed, so you know it's gonna be great. Just an inside thing. I take notes on games and stuff for the show ahead of time, like when I play games. And, you know, if it's a game I haven't played a whole lot or something I'm not super familiar with that I can't really talk off the top of my head about. And for this game, my notes are LOL WTF. And that's it. That's all you get for this. Because, Michael, this is your cross to bear. I played about 2 seconds of this, and I went, oh, my God. This is going on the list of these poor bastards have to play. I have a whole list of suffrage that I save for this segment. And this is yours, Mike. Mike, they get worse than this. You can be mad at me, but they get worse.
So, I mean, let's start with the title screen. First of all, the name is so lame.
So
Deathbots.
What a horrible name.
So lame.
One word.
Weirdly, on the title screen of this thing, which looks like shit, it's all gray, it's not appealing at all, they list the designers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Legendary Why designer. In the... they must have been proud
Kojima,
of this?
Kojima.
Oh, my God.
Would have been like, keep my name off that.
Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, holy... All right, so you press start.
Uh-huh.
And you
That's
are
when the fun begins.
I mean, at first glance, do you guys ever play Berserk? Is that what's called Berserk or Berserker?
I
think it's called Berserk. It's some old arcade game from like the early 80s. And all you do is you're a guy and you're just going around and you're shooting robots. That's fucking it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a big deal when it came out back then. It was on the 2600. And you just go, you clear the screen, you go to the next screen. Mm-hmm. It's just a constant loop.
Yeah.
That's what this at first reminded me of. So it's kind of like a top-down isometric view.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gray. And you're this blue blob thing. It looks horrible.
Just terrible. No detail whatsoever.
It just looks like
three little dots.
Yeah, it looks
pretty
awful.
Fucking bad.
The robots in the first level, I got to the fourth level, by the way.
Wow, poor bastard.
Yeah.
Four.
The robots in the first level literally look like stick figures.
Yeah, they do.
Like they're stick figures. I don't know why these guys decided to try and do a game in an isometric view when listen, I don't know anything about game design.
Nah.
Okay.
That makes two of us.
It seems like these people didn't know how to design for an isometric game because it's impossible to get out of the way of the bullets.
Oh, absolutely.
There are parts where doors open when they want to.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes. You try and go through a door.
Yes.
It shuts on you.
Yeah. And,
then you're standing there.
It won't open back
up. You're like,
up,
open,
right.
open
you have
the
to,
door.
Like, walk away. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you walk away. And then sometimes you'll walk away and you go to turn back and it shuts.
As soon as you turn around. Yeah.
But when the door finally does open up, you can actually walk through a fucking wall.
Mm hmm.
Mm hmm. So, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The robots walk through
a wall. And the robots will walk through a wall as well.
So why have the doors at all?
So why have the doors? Just have them. Why are they closed? Just open them up. So then as you're walking around, they increasingly become more maze-like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At first, it's like you're just walking through these halls.
Uh-huh.
And you can pick up different weapons. Now, here became my, like, not really problem, but I'm playing this and I'm like, they kind of had a good idea with this.
Just terrible
they
execution.
They executed it so fucking poorly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can go around, you can pick up all sorts of weapons. You can pick up grenades, big grenades. Then you can pick up guns and big guns.
Right.
For whatever reason, the guns fucking run out. That sucks.
Yeah.
And when they run out, now you can, there's enough like guns in the fucking level where you're not going to run out of a gun.
Yeah.
Right.
But every time your gun runs out, you have to switch hit it. Select. There's no easy way to get to your fucking, like, why couldn't I just hit like select and it wouldn't take me to a select screen?
Right.
Just let me cycle through. Kind of like that happens in Zombies Ate My Neighbors, right? Can't you just like cycle through all of your weapons?
Yeah,
it happens in a lot of games,
you don't
actually.
Have to hit start.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens in a lot of games where you can just cycle through or make the menu. I mean, in Mega Man 2 or any of the Mega Mans, it's a quick menu.
Mm.
This thing stops the whole fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up the whole screen.
Mm.
And when you switch your item, it creates this sound where it sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's terrible.
After every time you fucking move through your guys. Yeah. The other thing you can pick up are batteries, and that refills your health.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I kind of figured with this fucking thing. Don't worry about killing the enemy.
Just run
to the next. Yeah, just run to the. You have to get to like it's like a red thing, and then you just go to the next screen. And they don't replenish your health, which is fucked. Give me a break.
Wow,
everything hits you, and they don't replenish your fucking health.
Well, you can get like they're like health packs. Or something.
That's what I said. You can get battery packs.
Yeah, or
wow,
like battery,
you played this too, Rod?
Yeah.
Jesus, you poor bastard.
You know what's funny? When Mike said it reminded him of Atari. It's It seemed like a game that came out in the mid '80s. To be honest with you,
okay.
When I first, I'm surprised it's 1990.
Yeah,
the first thing I thought of
1990.
Yeah, it's old.
Well, the first thing
it
I thought of when
old.
I fired it up, I thought of Nights. I had a game called Night Stalker when I was a kid on the Intellivision.
Okay,
that's what this reminded me of. Just the movements, the sprites look like something off of Intellivision. Damn near.
Oh yeah, it's
you know,
really
I don't know about
primitive,
the
primitive it, looking.
And I thought the same thing. And you said there was a game similar.
Berserk.
The Intellivision. It was probably a copy of that Berserk.
Yeah.
The Night Stalker game on Intellivision.
It's just surprisingly involved.
Yeah.
Like the game is because you're supposed to use like once you figure out you'll end up getting to when you get to like level 3, I think there's like warp zones. where there's these blue warp zones that take you to... So that's when it dawned on me, the game doesn't even want you to fight this shit. Like, the game just wants you to fucking move. Yeah, and get to the end.
Like Gauntlet or something.
Where you fight this boss... You fight their bosses.
Yeah.
They look awful.
It's pretty much as good as Gauntlet.
It's just as good as Gauntlet.
It's just as good, yeah.
Yeah, you fight these bosses. They look terrible. They take a ton of your health away. I think you're supposed to have a proper, you're supposed to use a specific weapon on them.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what,
grenades. I killed a boss with grenades.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Was it like the first
one?
How much did you play of this?
I beat that big green guy, the boss. I don't know what level was that. Was that the second
level? Oh, that's like the second one.
Oh, okay. So I got to the third level.
Yeah, you got about as far as I did.
Yeah, and then I got to the third line.
I stopped was I was going to keep going.
Wow.
You get four lives, and you only get like three or four continues. But I was going. The only reason I stopped was I accidentally pulled the pie off of wherever it was standing. The pie went all rainbowy and shut off. No. And so I was like, "Well, I'm not going to start it." Well,
otherwise, you would have beat it.
Yeah, I was so with it. Yeah. After you're done, you get into like an elevator. After you're done one of the bosses, you get into an elevator, and then I guess you go up a floor where you go to the second level and third level and fourth. I think there are eight. Levels of this shit.
Eight levels.
Wow. Eight levels of this shit. The music, we don't need to mention.
No.
Because as far
play
as.
It again, Ryan. As a, play that same song the whole game.
Is this that? That's the level music, right?
Yeah.
It never changes.
Never does. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
I don't.
Yeah,
I think
death bots.
It changes when you're fighting the boss. It changes.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
The boss music.
I mean, this game is 1990.
This is 1990.
They could have done
like Super Mario
a lot
World.
Better.
Super Mario World was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a shameful display.
Yeah. Really, really bad.
Not being able to avoid bullets is a game killer. It's just like you're just going to take
horrible.
Hits.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and your
impossible.
Bullets go like 3 feet and theirs go all the way across the map. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I think. I think that's all I have to say about that one. Roy, did you play it?
I played it years ago. I didn't play it.
Oh, really?
This round.
You gave it a try.
Well, I mean, the name is like, oh, that's cool. I'll try that.
Deathbot. Death robots? How
it's
that
definitely
be
a rental. Disappointing rental.
Like, oh, yeah. Why? I don't think you could even rent this game. It's unlicensed.
Oh.
Yeah, it comes in the black cartridges. I looked it up on eBay. It's going for $40 if you're interested.
If I had it, I'd sell it in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, this did not get the quality seal of approval from Nintendo.
Absolutely.
Which
awful.
Means that they didn't pay up for the licensing. That's what that actually means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nintendo doesn't
they'll
give
put
a,
trash out.
They
don't give
nothing
a shit.
But trash on that console. Yeah. They have no problem about that.
Jaws was...
Jaws was legendary. Stop talking bad about Jaws. Jaws is a 7 out of 10. Fuck.
Oh,
Jaws
man,
is good
Jaws.
Fun. Jaws is good fun.
I might want to play this over Jaws.
Oh, you lie.
You hit something.
Dude, that's a fucking
you
tough
Jaws.
One.
Look at Ryan just said
that's a tough
one.
One.
No, I would
you
play,
motherfucker.
No, I'd rather play Jaws.
I would rather play Jaws.
I like driving boats.
God.
You don't even... Oh, yeah, you do drive boats.
God.
I don't think I have anything more to say about this atrocity.
Oh, yeah.
I would give it, if we're going to do stars, I don't know. Man, one?
All right. Do we have a shitty game
you know
scale?
What?
We need a shitty game scale.
I'm going to actually go two.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a little bit of credit for the attempt at a deep fighting system or combat system.
Oh.
I will give it a two.
Out of how many?
10.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Oh, wow. See, I wouldn't even go one.
We do need a scale for this sort
of
thing.
Yeah, we need a shitty game
a shittiness scale.
Like a Kojima scale.
Right, the more
like
is worse.
Like how many Kojimas out of 10?
Eric, get off it, all right?
I know.
Broke up with you. Get over it.
I miss him so much. No, I don't know. We'll
like where more is worse.
More is worse.
You know what I mean? So
more is worse. If I okay, then a nine.
It probably,
nine.
Should be an inverse.
I agree.
Yeah, an inverse, yeah.
All
right. Someone's going to not hear that right.
Death bots.
Like, fucking Mike said this was a 9 out of 10, this fucking game.
Nobody listens to Mike. That's not going to happen.
There we go.
They fast forward Mike's part.
All right. Let's get to the next one.
No God. Oh, my God. No God.
That's a great Patreon.
Technogop. That's music for Technogop. 1988.
Listen to that twang.
Was was put out in 1990 on the Genesis, but it was for other stuff, like the Amiga, the Apple II, and shit like that. It's an awful game.
They ported it.
To Genesis.
It probably plays among the best on it.
And I gave this one to Eric, and how'd you like it, Eric?
I did not. I think I blacked out from boredom at one point. I might have had a bored seizure. At my last, I think I lost a whole hour of my life, and I finally came to, and I was still in the same level, in the same nightmare over. Yeah. This is like the original Cyberpunk, if it had no soul, depth, or art direction.
Right.
Like they were trying to make some futuristic cop story thing or whatever, right. And it just has nothing.
He had a Lamborghini.
Yeah, like futuristic. And a gun that shoots bubble gum on the Lamborghini. I thought they were tomatoes. What the fuck was he shooting at? Useless. Because you had to hit the fucking guy 50 times. All right, so anyway, you basically go to different crime scenes to find the boss, who's the bad guy, and kill him. Okay? Right. The problem is that every one of these crime scenes looks exactly the same. It's the same fucking building with the same assets. It's a fucking trash can next to a passed out dude with a needle in his arm, next to a fucking sofa, and a crack in the wall, and a sign that says exit, and some graffiti. Uh-huh. And every single building has the exact same shit in it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. The only difference is where they hide the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Frankfurt Ave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's like Kensington or something. It's bad everywhere. So, yeah, nothing really changes. Just the location of the boss and what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy. So, you can play it, right? But it's super repetitive. And you have to keep playing the same thing over and over and over and over. So the other thing is they make you drive in between each mission.
Yeah.
Okay? So the driving is the same thing over and over and over and over again. And it's like if F-Zero had mode 7, this is like mode fucking 2. It's fucking trash. It's terrible. And it's the same car you pass over and over and over again. The same guy on a bike over and over
For some
over
reason,
again.
You shoot cars. You like shoot, everyone in their way.
Are they bad guy cars? Who the fuck knows? You never know. Yeah, matter. You're just shooting them anyway. Yeah.
Technocop, you don't have time for that.
With your fucking bubblegum gun. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
It's just bad. I don't know. It's the same thing. I don't even know what to say. It's just totally repetitive. And the bitch of it is that it's, it's sometimes playable.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's
the worst.
And the only time is sometimes you'll get to the building and you only have 2 minutes to find the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know where you're going, you probably won't find them and he escapes. But whatever, it doesn't seem to be any punishment for that. It's just
there's none.
On to the next, scene. You just drive and then you go and you turn, make a right. You go to the building, you get out, you look for the boss, same thing over and over again. Now, I didn't finish the game. I didn't have the fucking patience for that. I was on the edge.
Yeah.
So, I looked it up, and then it's the same thing over and over. The last level, it's just the boss in a corner of the building somewhere. You just have to find him, go down an elevator, go left, kill the boss, go out of the building, get back in your car.
Jesus Christ.
Do a drive thing. Yeah. So, you get out of the building, get in your car, and then there's a scene at the end where Technocop is just holding a guy that with handcuffs in his hand, just putting him into the slammer, into jail. I'm like, wow. And then it ends and restarts with that goddamn Technocop.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Absolute redundant piece of garbage.
How about the, there's a kid in the game.
Yeah, I shoot
and
him
I
every
shot
time.
Him, I shot him by accident, right?
Every time I shoot him.
And then it's like, oh, you killed a civilian. And then I'm like, well, I'll leave him alone next time.
Yeah.
And then the next time I leave him alone, he runs and kicks me in the shin.
Kicks you in the shin.
What the fuck? Yeah. And then I tried to shoot him.
Yeah, oh, I shoot him every time. Because I'm not about to be shot. You lose 1,500 points or something. So what? What's that do?
There's no penalties in this
away.
Game.
Ew, yeah. That's a tough.
Can you not die in this game? No, you can die. But I think that's the only thing holding you back. I mean, if you don't kill the boss, a gang leader, it doesn't matter. You just go get back in your
car,
and go to the next.
Go to the next, find the next gang leader.
Oh, really?
Drive.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You never run out of bullets either. You have unlimited ammo.
So wait a minute. You can lose to a boss and still go. Is that what you just said? And still go to the next level?
Yeah. He can leave. Yeah, he can leave the. Yeah, exactly.
He can escape.
Escapes, and then you go on to the next level. Maybe you'll get the next boss.
What?
The bosses
what?
Oh, are
terrible.
My God. The bosses are weird too. Like the one guy has a hard hat on for some reason.
Yeah.
And the one guy looks like fucking Slash.
Yeah.
It's
the one guy
weird.
Hovers with a flamethrower.
It's so weird.
And it's the only thing that changes in the whole game. The only thing that ever changes is what that boss looks like at the end of each fucking building. Just repetitive trash.
Yeah, you go up and down elevators, and it doesn't make any sense. And you're trying to get back to the car.
You'll have a seizure.
It's an absolutely awful fucking game. It's
fucking terrible. Just terrible. I don't know what else to say about it. Boring, repetitive, not worth your time at all.
Well, how many, what are we doing? What's the scale?
Unfortunately, it's playable. It is better than Mike's game. So if Mike gave his a 9, mine's an 8 on the garbage meter. 8 garbage cans.
No God.
Out of 10.
All right, let's get to the next one. This is the music for Where's Waldo for the NES.
Isn't it the Great Waldo Search?
Yeah.
Isn't that the name?
Oh, wait. No,
it just says Where's Waldo. Waldo. Where's Waldo, 1991.
I think that's a book.
Put out by THQ as the publisher.
Yeah, the Great Waldo Search.
Bethesda Softworks put this out.
Wow.
Developer. Yeah, this is absolutely awful.
Hey, they had to start something.
And it's sad. I really liked Where's Waldo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I had all the books.
Yeah.
I had some toys, like Where's Waldo toys,
really?
Where you had like water and there was like Waldo in there or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I used to really like Where's Waldo.
Can we stop for a second?
Yeah. And
let's unpack that.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, when I fired this up, I was like, what the fuck is this?
You never played it?
No. Never heard of it. Didn't even know it was on the pod.
I
signed
this
to Ryan
because I play this on like as a joke. I'm like, this can't be good. No, I was not disappointed.
No, yeah, it's bad.
I don't want to spoil Ryan's conversation. So
I just had no idea it was on the Pi, and I fired it up. In the first level, I found Waldo right away.
Yeah.
I was like, bam.
Were you playing it on normal or expert?
I played it on normal.
Right.
For the first two levels, and I was like, oh, this is too easy.
Yes.
How large was the TV you're playing it on?
Well, it was only, the normal was one screen, and then I went to the hard one, and that was like double screen, so you had to scan.
But your TV, compared to like an old
TV. Oh, I was playing on a 50-inch.
Yeah, so it is. Imagine playing this game on like a 22-inch television.
Fucking
everything just looks like
or a 13-inch.
I feel like you can't even tell what anything is.
It's
blurry.
You know?
I have never found Waldo.
Me neither.
Oh, no. It was so simple. I found him every fucking time. Really?
Can't do it. Glasses
even
right
on
up
expert.
To the screen. Couldn't
even
find
on expert.
I swear he has different fucking clothes on sometimes.
No.
Because I would just click on random stuff and he had like different color pants.
Sometimes they're sweatpants.
I didn't even see Waldo a couple times. So
it doesn't look like
I got
Waldo.
It right. And there was no Waldo. There was no Waldo there.
Every time you're wrong, you get penalized with time, too.
Yes, so you can't just click around.
How fucked up is that?
Yeah.
Who puts a time limit on a search fucking
exactly?
Game? Yeah.
You know what you mean? Don't make this a game.
Yeah, just get
you don't make this a game. Waldo should be like a platformer or like mini games. It shouldn't be literally Where's Waldo, which should be really like on paper.
Yes.
Could you imagine?
Three books.
If you like were working and they were like, hey, did you get the Where's Waldo game done? Oh, yeah, here it is. And they play it. And you're just like, well, why don't you just buy the book? This is literally the fucking book. Nothing's different.
And this game was probably $50.
Absolutely.
I know, right? And they're like starved to put enough content in. Yeah. I guess, man, they found a soul somewhere and they're like, man, we really are providing no content for this $50. So they put the part where you can click on where you could find the dog, and then the dog rides on a magic carpet and you pick up the $150 points as a side mission. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh my God.
His little dog has a hat and glasses too. It's adorable.
It's so cute.
It's adorable.
Yeah, and you didn't get to that part. He rides a magic carpet.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he didn't always wear the red.
Who didn't?
You know, he wears red and blue pants.
Yeah.
He didn't always have that on in the game.
Are you sure?
He wears blue pants. Positive.
He wears jeans and a red and white striped shirt.
He always has the same clothes.
Because I swear he was like a different color a couple times.
No. Maybe part of his body was hiding behind somebody
else.
It
might have been. I might have
just
got
his
lucky.
Head popping out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times on Expert, they won't give you his whole body on Expert. You got to look for his head.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's just his head popping out somewhere.
Yeah, but on a TV, it's
fuck
like
this.
Impossible.
It was so, it was so easy. I was like, this is so lame because you find it so fast. Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought was shit about it.
You were playing it on Expert?
Yeah, I put it on Easy at first, and it's like, oh my God.
Easy was really easy.
Everybody's wearing red and green besides him. It's like, oh, well, there he is. Right. You know, he's wide open. Fuck. Then on the other ones.
I didn't find him.
I've never found one. All you hear is,
really?
Fuck. Wrong.
I lost. I was like, I'm not playing this anymore.
I've had enough.
Yeah, we're done. Ryan will talk about it.
When I was a kid, I had a 13-inch TV in my room. That's what I played Nintendo on.
Right.
I can't imagine playing this on a fucking 13-inch TV.
That would be torture.
Yeah, that would be unbelievable. But yeah, this game is total trash, Rory.
Absolutely.
It, like, why would you make this
how
game?
How does this game get funding? Like,
yeah.
I mean, by the way, this did
have the seal of approval.
Did it? Well,
I did. I did like the books though when I was a kid. We had all three of them.
I loved them.
Oh, I loved the
yellow one, a blue one, and a red one. I think
love the books.
And they had funny scenes like, you know, knights and pirates and oceans and stuff like that.
Yeah, what the characters were doing to each other. You know, it was
nice artwork. Yeah. There's like one where like it's like the land. It's really surreal. It's like the land of Waldos, and you have to find the one Waldo with one shoe off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember which colored book that was.
I think that was yellow. I think I had that book. It was like a yellow cover.
I don't know if that's in the game. I've never found Waldo. I just click around until I run out of time.
Was there ever a cartoon?
There was a show called Where's Waldo?
Was there?
And they beefed up the part of the dog, and he hangs out with a wizard for some reason.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that's so right.
Magic and wizards exist in Waldo's world.
Why not? Waldo talked in this?
It was a fox... Saturday morning cartoon show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's called Where's Waldo? And
I'm sorry I missed that.
But what's the point if he's on fucking screen?
There he is,
kind of
him.
Ruins it.
I think he like that. I think he just solved crimes. Like,
did he go through history and shit?
I think he solved crimes through history.
Maybe the wizard brought him back and forward through time.
Let's go with the point of the wizard.
It's all coming together.
I remember you had to find the wizard, the scroll. And something else in the books. Oh. None of this is in the game, to the best of my knowledge. I don't know. It's too low. It's too low resolution. I can't see anything.
It's pretty rough. Well, thanks for that, Rory. Mm. And I give that one on a shittiness scale. It's a fucking 10.
That's a 10.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. So why even play this? And when you try to play it, even though you shouldn't, it sucks.
That game should be called Contract Commitment Number 7.
Damn right.
We secured the rights to Where's Waldo with Random House, whoever owns Where's Waldo.
Fucking Waldo.
They're like, we have to have a game out next week. And they're like, I got an idea.
Mm. Waldo, Faldo, Geraldo. Is that it? Did I say it right?
I think you did.
Waldo, Faldo, Geraldo.
Waldo, Faldo, Geraldo.
Yes.
That's right.
That's it.
That's the only Waldo I know. All right, you guys ready to get to the next one?
Sure.
Let's do it. Double Dragon 3, but on 1991 by Technos.
It's crazy. Japan. All these games are like 90s games.
Yeah, you're right.
You'd think the shittiness would be out first.
Yeah
you'd think they would have ironed out the kinks for this game.
Yeah.
And Mike gave this one to Rory.
Yeah, I know Rory likes beat-em-ups, and this beat-em-up sucks.
Yeah. I love Double Dragon. I hate this Double Dragon.
Yeah.
This is the one that everybody goes,
It looks great. It's probably the best looking.
Oh,
the first
there's
three.
Lots of things that, again, they could have done things to make this work.
Yes, but
there are certain things that are rough.
Yeah. They're overarching. Like, the shit more than cancels out the good that is there in the at the bone, like the structural level. Like, this game could have been great. And a lot of people are butthurt with this game because it came after Double Dragon 2.
Right.
I argue Double Dragon 2 is one of the best games on the NES.
Fair.
It might even be one of the best games of all time.
Wow.
If you have a long enough list. So like if I said top 100 best games of all time.
Okay.
I don't know what number it is, but maybe it's on there. Not the top 5.
No.
Right, not top 20. Right. But maybe the top 100.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even if it's 100
it's
or 98.
It's important to console beat-em-ups, Double Dragon 2.
Yeah.
You know?
It also continues the practice of the arcade game is totally different from the NES game. When they ported it to the NES, they jazzed it up. Like, because Double Dragon 1 and 2... in the arcade are much different compared to their console versions. In fact, their console versions are much better than the arcade versions. I actually don't like any arcade Double Dragons.
I don't think I've ever played Double Dragon 2 in
the
arcade.
They're all very slow and they're very cheap. And
speaking of cheap,
they're awful. Like they're not good experiences.
Yeah.
This game is an arcade game originally, okay? And this is actually one of the first microtransactions of all arcade games.
Huh?
Was not carried over to the NES because they didn't have any way to put credit cards into the NES.
Right.
If they could have, they would have.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
So, in the arcade game, you literally went to a store. Right when the level started, you could go to a shop and buy more power, more life, and more speed, I think, or something like that.
Huh?
The arcade game is three characters. So, it's Bimmy, which is really Billy. They don't have the typo. The famous typo is only in the NES game.
Yeah.
It's Billy, Jimmy, and another one. He's yellow. I can't remember his name.
It's not Bimmy?
No, it's okay. That's a translation error in the NES.
Yeah. I gotcha.
The story is totally different. The story is hot trash in both of them. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The arcade game is about we want to be the baddest ass motherfuckers in the world, so we're going across the planet and fighting around the world.
Right.
That's the plot of the arcade.
Like Russell Crowe, yeah.
And in the NES game, it's they kidnap Marion, which is one of the brothers' side pieces.
Uh-huh.
Though yeah. I thought she died in two. They shot her with a machine gun
in the beginning. That way, yeah.
Is that what they, yeah. What was the one where they fucking
sucks
punch,
to be
her, they
first
punch
one.
Her in
they
the
first
gut.
One? Yeah.
They just sucker punch her right in the stomach. Yeah. Straight off. Knock her the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the arcade game has different story than the NES games, I suppose. But she was captured and you have to go rescue her and then you meet people along the way.
Hmm.
Anyway, the arcade game is the first one to have microtransactions that I'm aware of. Somebody will probably say that it's not. I mean, you could argue that all arcade games are kind of microtransactions we have to pay to play. But that's true for, like, I guess you have to buy the console and the cartridges to a certain extent. So, like, you have to draw the line somewhere. But you literally could pay extra money on an existing quarter to jazz up your character.
Okay. Interesting.
Garbage.
I did not know about that.
About?
The NES game is a port. Not a good game at all. First of all, it's way too fucking hard. Mm-hmm. It is
way hard.
Brutally hard.
Way. It's unfair.
Yeah.
There is no invincibility time for you. You literally can get housed within like 30 seconds. And you have no lives. You have characters.
No lives. It's pathetic.
If
no
you
lives.
Make it to another boss from stages 2 and 3, you can use their characters as your lives.
Right.
Those guys have strengths. But mostly, they have more weaknesses than strength.
Yeah, one guy is so... It was slow to begin with, but the one guy is so fucking slow.
So, you can get housed. You have no invincibility time. The game does limit, for one player, two characters on the screen at once. So, it's 2-on-1, which is less than, actually, say, Double Dragon 2, where you can have 3-on-1s. But Double Dragon 2, is the revenge on the NES, is very well balanced. And they'll try to gang up on you, but not really. And they'll wait their turn. They're very polite.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're actually very polite.
It's like an old Kung Fu movie. Yeah.
In Double Dragon 2, you know, once if you land the first hit, you're generally going to be all right. You know, you get rid of that guy and you're good. With this one,
they can
while you're hitting,
they can interrupt
the
combos.
AI in this is way smarter than it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They've added more moves too that I don't actually like. Double Dragon 2 for an NES game had very complex fighting. And again, a lot of this is butthurt. They wanted Double Dragon 2 plus extra shit, new levels, new stuff. That would have been perfect. That would have been the home run that everybody wanted. This game tweaked too much and it didn't do enough. Like they added new moves like where you can grab people by the head and flip them, but it doesn't work all the time.
Well, that's the only way I could kill anyone.
Yeah,
I got the and that's all I would do.
I
would
just run. Jump kick. I was just jump
you
kick.
Jump,
I just spin, just constantly like that jump spin kick.
I couldn't hit anyone with the jump kick.
Jump kick across the screen is the only way I could
see,
do
I
it.
I felt like the spin kick would only work when it wanted to.
Yes, that
I had a really tough time getting to work all the time.
Well, that's
the
same with Double Dragon 2. I can never get that thing to work.
That's true.
Yeah. And that's a limit of having only two buttons.
And then they also added a thing where if you jump over the character and then hit jump again, you can like back. Hold the character,
flip them. I was doing that by accident. Like, I was trying to get out of the first fucking room, flipping these guys.
Yeah.
You can actually flip them off cliffs too. You can flip them, and it's not like Streets of Rage. Hit the microphone. It's not like Streets of Rage 2 where you have to flip them in the direction that you're going to. You can actually flip them behind, so you can grab them from the left and throw them to the left.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it left to right or right to left.
Yeah,
so it's neat. Mm. But
I do like, not to interrupt, but I do like the they fixed. In Double Dragon 2, you had to change which way you were going to punch based on your direction.
They dropped
that. Ryan likes that. You said that before.
Yeah.
So they dropped that for this game, which I like. But that's about the improvement. That's the end of the improvement.
I actually kept fucking up because I kept I kept resorting back to that.
Trying to hit backwards.
Fuck, wrong button. Yeah.
It's game's way too hard. You literally can die without leaving the first screen.
Sure.
Like, I have died in that game not leaving the first screen.
Yep.
You go to the next level. It's China. You beat a You go to fight a biker gang and there's like some guy, it's really similar to Double Dragon 1. You fight in a factory and the guy can get killed by falling off a conveyor belt that leads to a black hole. Like what factory has a conveyor belt that goes to nowhere with no guardrails? I don't understand that.
What goes down there? What's processed
just
down
boxes,
there?
Why do they have
boxes.
A hole that apparently kills people? Because people must die in that factory a lot.
It's where copies of this game go.
I think, I don't know about the NES game. The arcade game was a huge commercial bomb and I think Technos was stuck with over 1 million arcade units.
I saw that.
Unused arcade. Because people just rejected this game because of the microtransactions. It's just, the arcade game it's very choppy.
Yeah.
It's hard. and it's very choppy. It's missing a lot of animation, and it's noticeable. It's jarring. It's not a good experience.
I don't know that I've ever even played the arcade version of this.
You've played Turtles dozens of times. You've never played Double Dragon because it's not worth playing.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it.
No.
You go to China. You meet the guy that Mike said, the slow guy. His name is Shin Samai or Samai. This fat dude, totally slow. So it's one of those weird games just like Castlevania where like the guy is, he decides he joins the bad gang. Then you kick his ass and he goes, you know what? I think I like the cut of your jib, asshole. I'm going to join your team. And you go, okay.
Yeah,
I'm totally worried that this guy is just not going to like stab me in my sleep because, you know, we're going to another country together. We're probably going to have to do an overnight flight.
Yeah.
He's like this big fat kung fu guy who's slow. Mm. And I didn't talk about weapons. You actually get weapons by holding select because games are great with select menus. Okay. Then you have to select the weapon and you can use your special weapon. Like he has an iron claw or the Lee brothers have nunchucks. Right. And you're going to use them five times. Mm. Five fucking times.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's like dumb.
They break after five times.
They just disappear. They're not. They don't come back.
They must be made in China.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
Like it's another. It's like. Oh, this is nice to have. Now, if you play with Game Genie, you can have infinite weapons. It makes it a little nicer to play, but it's still a garbage game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you go to Japan and you meet another guy. You fight ninjas. And by the way, I've never seen ninjas wear purple and white, and I've never seen them in daytime. Like they're not really good ninjas. Yeah, right? Yeah, it's more like a Halloween parade of ninjas.
Ninjas. You're not a good ninja.
In the Japanese game, they're all just swordsmen. It's weird.
Mm.
It's even weirder. Like, all these guys are walking around with swords, and that game doesn't make any sense. Like, why did you go to this place and just start fighting people with swords?
Yeah.
Because you look like the aggressor, not them.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, you go there and you fight a ninja named Ranzo or Ranzu. I don't know. It doesn't
either
translate.
Either one. They work.
And he's really weak, but he has great jumping. Now, this game actually has the same problem as Double Dragon 1 and 2, where there are jumping, insta-kill jumping sections. And that guy has the best jumping skills, and it makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very weak.
Huh.
Even though he has a sword, but it doesn't do any more damage than the punching. So that doesn't make sense either.
I never got that far.
Then you go to Italy because... reasons.
Real quick, are you doing this without cheats, or did you put cheats on and got this far?
No. When I was a kid, I played this game. And I only got to Italy level 4. Could never
be. Fuck.
And that was like a best case.
That is impressive.
A best case scenario.
Wow.
Like usually.
I have never finished the first level. I've never finished.
Because
I played this as a kid too. And I've never finished the first level.
Yes.
Now playing without cheats recently, I only got to the second level. Like I was killed in China. It's too much.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's not worth playing. It's not worth not using cheats to play this game.
Absolutely.
You go to Italy and you just beat up more people. It doesn't make any sense. And you fight another shirtless giant guy. And then you go to Egypt and then you fight. There's platforming, insta-kill platforming, which is cute.
Mm.
So you can die. All your characters can die because of platforming because you fucked up the jumps.
Stupid.
And then you walk 5 feet one screen over and you can see that there's solid ground under what you were jumping on. So like, why are they all dying?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make sense.
Why are we even jumping?
It's like you ever see like American Gladiators where like they had like the joust thing where they're beating each other up with the Q-tips?
Yeah.
Right. And like you can look down and you're like, oh, it's only 10 feet up in the air.
Right.
And they're falling on bats.
Right.
Like, it's fine.
Big deal.
So like it's just like why did all the Lee brothers die? Like, imagine getting to that point in the game and then dying because you jumped and you got hit in midair and fell.
So
you borked the jump.
Like, yeah.
Terrible.
And there's no continues, I believe, right?
I think if you make it to level 4, I think you get one continue.
Wow.
See, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
The second Double Dragon does that also.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe there's continues in the second Double Dragon. I mean, you have more lives, but you have to do some fucking backwards ass shit where you hold the second player controller, hold like A and B, and then you can continue.
Oh yeah, they don't really explain to you how to use the continue.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have to read like fucking Nintendo Power.
Yeah,
to figure
it out. So I don't know what the deal with Double Dragon is with this bullshit continues nonsense.
So in Double Dragon, it ends. You go to Egypt, then you fight three mummies because that makes sense.
Yeah,
that
does make sense. Yes,
and then you fight. This like it, in the arcade game, it's Cleopatra. It doesn't make sense.
Aren't you trying to get the Rosetta Stone or some shit?
In the arcade, it's called the Rosetta Stones. In the console, it's called the Sacred Stones. Because
reasons.
I guess I don't know. I mean, stuff that is that ancient doesn't have copyrights, and it's from another country. So you got me.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
You got me. So turns out that the ghost of Cleopatra possessed Marion, who, again, I'm pretty sure is dead.
That makes total sense.
And then the game ends.
That brings it all together.
Marion.
The game is terrible. It's not worth playing at all. It really is a disappointment. It's way too hard. Even with cheats, it's fucking hard and it's boring.
Yeah.
Like, beat-em-ups all suffer from here's a recycled guy with a different color palette. And this game is really bad at it. Like, you literally fight, like in China, for example, you go into the cabin and that's where you fight the Qin guy, the guy with the claw. And to go, before he comes out in that cabin, you must kill 12 people in a row. Like, that's enough. Like, we don't need to kill 12.
Before you even get to him.
It was, before you get to him, you probably kill 15.
Right.
And you go in the cabin and you fight another 12 two at a time. Right. And the door, all the doors are like Star Trek. They all have like fucking motors in the back. It's like, and they all come in. Then you fight 12 guys extra. Then you fight this guy.
Yeah. And I hope you have enough life left. Yeah.
Like, Jesus, is that enough?
Yeah.
When is this enough?
Not fair.
Terrible. So.
It's bad. It's bad.
Even the music sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Double Dragon always had good music. Music sucks. And they fucked up the theme song. Because they basically took Double Dragon 2's theme song.
Right.
And then they removed the best part of it.
I think actually the at least the intro is pretty good for this game. Like, it's kind of psyched you into like, there's no reason why this game shouldn't be good.
Yeah.
And then you play it and you're like, oh,
that's what I was going to bring up. Like, that's why this is probably out of the games that we picked here. This is probably the not as bad as the other ones, not nearly as bad as the other ones. With Waldo, Deathbots, and Tecmo.
I don't know. I put Technocop over this.
Technocop,
really? At least I can fucking play Technocop.
Well, yeah, you can, but you'd be bored to death.
I can't even play this fucking game without cheats.
But I mean, I don't want to say it's a broken game. It's way too fucking hard.
You have no expectations for Technocop. You have great expectations.
That's right. Yeah, it was such a letdown after Double Dragon 2 where you're like, fuck, this is, because you had Double Dragon 1, which was fine. All right. And then you had Double Dragon 2, which might be the best. Mm-hmm. Beat 'em up on the Nintendo. Eric likes
River City Ransom.
And then this fucking thing comes out, and it's like, whoa, we like took about five steps backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
It's more than five. Like, I mean, the thing with, like, it's cool that you can swap between the guys.
Yeah.
Except you really can't, because you don't get them until the third and fourth level, because you can't beat them until you beat them.
Right.
And You have to not die for basically more than half the game, because if you do, it's over.
I didn't even know that was a thing until when we were playing it for this show. Because, I never got past the first fucking level. I never knew until this week that there were other playable characters in this fucking game.
So it's lame. Awful. I mean, just adding three lives could have made this game better.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's still a little too difficult for its own good. I've watched some videos online of people reviewing this game, and it actually has, like, I don't want to say, most people feel that it's underwhelming or it's god-awful. Like, I'm in the more god-awful camp than underwhelming. Some people think this game gets too much hate for no reason. Mm-hmm. I think they're idiots.
I don't know about that. There's a lot of reasons.
I can't understand why you would say that this game isn't bad. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good game. The bones are there. There's no reason it shouldn't be good. They just fucked it up.
Yeah.
They really just fucked it up. And I watched speed runs of it just to see for shits and giggles.
That's crazy.
10.5 minutes.
Wow. What?
Oh, wow.
Well, the guys have there's a bug in their logic with the game where if you hit them once, walk down, spin kick, dead.
So apparently
you can kill guys very quickly if you have that rhythm down where it's like hit them once, stun them, spin, and then that's it.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, see, that's not
10
fun.
10 minutes.
It's like, all right.
10 and a half minutes. Totally not worth playing. You won't beat it in 10 and a half minutes. You might not beat it in 45 minutes.
I'm never going to beat it.
No.
I mean, they had such a good thing. Just keep the same mechanics, same difficulty levels as the other games, and just change the fucking backgrounds.
It's not broke, don't fix it.
Some new
and
music.
They did, though, and they That's did change the backgrounds. Needed. And the backgrounds look awesome. You know, I watch all the way through, and the backgrounds are awesome.
But why? They
Egypt
fuck
looks
with
great.
The other
China
shit.
Looks great. It all looks good.
Like, they just fucked
up. But the gameplay is trash.
That's also
it doesn't matter how good the rest of it is if the gameplay is trash.
Yeah, exactly.
That's also like another punch in the gut with the game, because when you look at the game, it's like, all this looks good. Then you start to play and you're like, oh no.
The game itself is trash.
This is awful.
Yeah.
So
if I had to give it a rating, I would say that this is definitely like, this is an 8 in the shitness.
Yeah. I give it 7 garbage cans out of 10.
I'm gonna give it 8 diapers. It's
we need to find a better scale for this.
Yeah. We need to find something. But I would go 8. 1 point just for the fact that it's Double Dragon. That's something. They put their name at the top. They get a point for that.
Right.
And then maybe a 9. I'll go with that. I can't think of anything else.
Man.
I can think of nothing else off the top of my head.
Well, you don't even like the music. I actually think the theme song is pretty good.
I was going to say, I thought the theme song. Yeah, play that theme song again.
I don't like it because they took out it's basically Double Dragon 2, Double Dragon 2, but they took out the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Hang on.
Double Dragon.
Mm-hmm. part that goes.
I don't care. It's fine. That part's awesome. They don't have to use the same song again. Yeah. It's fine.
No, but they did write something. They like recompose that song. Like, don't even use that fucking song. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing when they made this game.
No.
They couldn't even get the fucking intro right or the fucking theme right.
They had to make, it was time to make another Double Dragon, but they didn't think about.
Exactly.
When did The Revenge come out? Do anyone know?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. 89 maybe?
Okay.
And that was great when that came out.
I'm just, because, yeah, why the rush, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
On a franchise that is decent.
Yeah, they really
black
rushed
eye.
It. Yeah, well, the name was hot.
Yeah.
They pumped out arcades and lost the rest for it. So.
And the game after that was for Super Nintendo, Super 91. Double Dragon. Another underwhelming game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Double
you're right.
Dragon, I don't think, has ever really recovered.
Two was 1988.
88.
Oh, okay.
Even older.
All right, yeah.
Even older.
That's even more impressive then for yes. Double Dragon 2 mm-hmm. if that came exactly. out in 88.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So. Anywho.
So there's that.
That is the shitty game Pollyanna.
All right.
And
this is shit.
Damn right they were shit. All those games were trash. Who do you think had the worst game?
You. Ryan.
Where's Waldo is the least game-like of all
yeah,
the
games. Yeah, it is. That doesn't even count as a bad game because I don't even know if it is. It's a fucking screensaver basically.
It is I would rather watch Hamster Dance. Remember Hamster Dance?
Yeah, I do.
I would rather watch Hamster Dance than play that game.
But I would probably go second, Double Dragon 3. It's the least playable. I think Technocop and Deathbots, at least you can fucking play it.
Deathbots right? is its own level of garbage.
Deathbots is just like just the presentation of Deathbots totally it's turned me off. And I started playing it and the gameplay was just so trash, just like
Deathbots looks like a video game, but primitive. It isn't one. It's I can tell you're not a video game.
It's an Atari game in disguise, right. like a bad Atari game in disguise. Yes, as an NES game, and it's just like
it's like seeing a ghost and then realizing it's a kid in a Halloween. Yeah.
Just because you can play it doesn't mean you should.
True,
Deathbots is bad.
I'm gonna go back and play it tonight.
You're fucked up.
I'm not doing that.
You're not. I know.
Yeah, so that was a bad. That's a bad four games there. So that's if you want to check games. Those out,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Be my guest. Fire up the pie.
Deathbots, though, might be one of the funnier ones.
Yeah. You know, like, how bad, like, so bad it's funny. Like,
I actually didn't get to play Technocop, but, Double Dragon 3 is just going to piss you off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no point into playing Where's Waldo.
There's no point. You know where
there's not really a point to playing Deathbots, but I think when you actually see it and start walking around, you're going to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're just gonna be like, what the fuck is this? The sounds that come out of that game are fucking crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's Technocop was hyped up because people were excited about how it was like ultra violent and gory or whatever.
Oh,
like
really?
That was like the thing. Like kids were excited because oh, it's so gory, I want to play it, because you would hear about them playing it on the computer. But there were like rules for Genesis where certain things weren't allowed on there. And then like I'm playing it and I'm like waiting for the gore and I'm like all this like it's ridiculous. You shoot the guy in the chest like twice. And his head explodes and his eyeballs come and like there's blood and his whole body like explodes. Like what's in those bullets, man?
Yeah.
Like his head exploded. I shot him in the chest twice.
And they couldn't have packed more 80s like tropes in that game. I mean, they had the graffiti on the background.
Yeah.
The main character looked like fucking Mel Gibson, but he's wearing like a fucking Michael Jackson moonwalker fucking the red jacket from the Bad video.
It looks terrible.
The fucking Lamborghini. Like, it's so fucking 80s.
It's dated.
All the bad guys' haircuts are, like green, bright green, spray-painted and shit.
The
like,
fuck? Oh, so I think terrible. Where's Waldo was in that game.
Where's Waldo?
I think I spotted him in the basement.
He might have been.
Waldo's in the basement.
That's right. All right, guys, let's get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Facebook. No, we're not on Facebook. Are we on Facebook?
There is a Facebook page. I don't see to it anymore.
No, that's all right. Well, you can send us emails. emulatethispodcast@gmail.com. Swing over to Patreon, search Emulate This, and subscribe to the show. And if you don't have a nickname yet, we'll give you one of those, right? And we'll give you nicknames also if you've never written in on the show on the email, emulatethispodcast@gmail.com. We'll give you a nickname for that, too.
And make sure it's Ryan is desperate for an answer on VR.
GTA 5. How do we get to work? I have an Oculus Rift S.
Please
I told them the thing. The Steam.
They
I have Steam.
Know. They know.
Version. All right. So, please, I need help.
Help somebody.